And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
The smile on Quentin Copel's face is worth a thousand words. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. With all the bad news coming out of the Butch Davis era at Carolina, the happiest happening had to be Quentin Copel's getting selected as the 16th pick in the first round of the NFL draft. The beaming photo of Copel's and his family on the sports pages Friday morning said it all for a kid who played well enough to go in the first round but still has a mountain of upside. Copel's, you remember, emerged during the 2010 season when much of the UNC interior line was lost to suspension emanating from the NCAA and academic scandals that rocked Carolina football. I'm not sure how much Copel's, then considered a raw junior, would have played that season had Marvin Austin and company not been banished. But over 13 games, Copel's came on so strong that some people were calling him a potential first-rounder if he went out that season. Maybe he should have if the draft is based on potential as much as performance in college. As a senior, Copel's was not quite as dominating, and he dropped from a sure top 10 pick to number 16 by the New York Jets, still high enough to guarantee the Kinston native and his family some serious jack. And now, as he plays for pay, Copel's will have to take the next step to assure a long and lucrative career in the NFL. But the smiles from the Copel's clan said it all. He had come from a tall, skinny kid to become a dominating player as a junior, top five in the country in sacks for defensive linemen, and among the ACC leaders in tackles. His play was critical in landmark wins against Florida State and in UNC's first victory in Charlottesville since Thomas Jefferson matriculated there. As a senior, Copel's caught a little Julius Peppers disease, accused of taking a player off here and there. But the New York Jets coach Rex Ryan worked Copel's out before the draft, and if Big Bad Rex can't motivate QC to play at the highest level, no one can. With added pounds and a fat contract in his pocket, Copel's could be the most gifted defensive lineman in the entire NFL draft. And clearly, he joins quarterback T.J. Yates as the happiest stories to come out of a sad era that thankfully is over. This is Art Chansky. See ya.